Recording.
Brilliant, cheers. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to this meeting at Clarnborough Council's Cabinet. Just want to remind everybody this meeting will be recorded and sound recording subsequently made available via the Council's website. In addition, under the local authorities' executive arrangements, meetings and access to information, England Regulations 2012, other people may film, record, tweet, or blog from this meeting. The use of any such images or sound recordings is not under the Council's control. Item one is apologies.
And Councillor Beverley Gray, please.
Cheers, thank you very much. We wish Bev all the best in on her illness. Item two is disclosure of pecuniary interest and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Any members? Okay. Just want to make the standard one because of the budget is a member of Leicestershire County Council. Item three, leaders' announcements to be stated. I don't have any announcements today, so we will move on to item four, which is minutes of the previous meeting, which have been circulated. Are we all happy for me to sign them as a true and accurate record? Thank you very much. I'll sign them later. Which brings us to item five, which are questions under Cabinet Procedure 10.7, and no questions were submitted for this round. And so we will go to item six, which is the Budget Scrutiny Panel. Report, which I have Councillor Charles, who's the chair of the panel, to present the scrutiny panel's report and to assist. We have Simon Jackson, Director of Finance, Government's contract to help. And yes, so Councillor Charles, over to yourself to present the report.
Thank you very much, Chair. Good evening, everybody. Well, how do we start with this? As we all know, this is the whistle top store of scrutiny panels. Starts in late November, concludes in January. Overall, first of all, I thank all the members and the officers that have assisted with the panel. There's quite a lot of work to get through and it is in a short space of time. We've made some, this year we've made some recommendations and asked the Cabinet to note some of the items that we felt were worth scrutinising and probably in a bit more detail and possibly would help us going forward. So probably best, I think you've all got the report. If there's any questions I can answer, we'll do so.
Brilliant, cheers. Thank you very much, Councillor Charles. Cabinet, any questions to Councillor Charles for clarity? No, nothing further on that one. So I'll move to Councillor Ashcroft to discuss anything on the report as lead member, and you can ask any questions on the report or tease anything out if we need to.
Okay, well, first I want to thank Councillor Charles and the other members of the Budget Scrutiny Panel for the input to the budget setting process. I think we've had some interesting and useful discussions, and I also appreciate that. I think you're always undertaking the meetings in the spirit of actually really trying to sort out problems, and I think in a collaborative manner. So, I think one thing I just note that you can be seen from the officer's response is that some of the longer term recommendations now need to be considered in light of local government reorganisation. So the aim is once we've got greater clarity on this, we can then reconsider some of those options and recommendations.
Cheers, thank you very much, Councillor Ashcroft. Cabinet members, any questions on the report or anything you want to make a comment on? If not, I will just echo what Councillor Ashcroft said. Thanks very much to the Budget Scrutiny Panel for having looked at the budget. I know it's a tough ask, sometimes with information that's not finalised until February in some cases. So thank you very, very much for that as well. Yeah, and as Councillor Ashcroft said, some of the recommendations have to be seen in light of local government or potential local government reorganisation here in Charnwood and Leicestershire. So thank you very much for the report. Councillor Ashcroft, over to yourself to move the recommendations. Thank you.
So I'd like to move the officer recommendations 1 to 7 on agenda pages 10 to 13 for reasons set out on agenda page 9.
Thank you very much. Can I have a seconder, please? Cheers, thank you. Councillor Ashcroft, all in favour? Cheers, thank you. We now move to item 7, which is the 2025-26 General Fund and HRA Revenue Budgets and Council Tax. With us, we have Simon Jackson, Director of Finance and Government and Contract, and Neil Whittle, Head of Finance, to present and assist with the report. And I've got lead member of Council Ashcroft to introduce the report to start with. Thank you.
Okay, so firstly, with the General Fund Revenue Account, the report outlines changes to the initial draft budget that was presented to the Cabinet on the 12th of December. We see that the updated budget shows revised useful working balance of 268,000 compared with 295,000 in the initial draft budget. So it leaves us pretty close to our overall original budget estimates, despite some fairly significant variances in elements of the budget. This leaves the working balance at the end of March 2026 at 6.36 million. This is significantly higher than the recommended minimum balance set by the Section 151 officer of 3 million. It's also considerably higher than the forecast in the 2024-27 MTFO of 4.8 million. The picture for the HRA account is not quite so rosy, as a number of surface pressures have come to bear, as the updated draft budget for 2025-26 now has a deficit of 0.7 million. We observe at the end of 2025-26, the budget has been 1.6 million, which meets the Section 151 officer's recommended minimum balance. However, it does indicate that action should be taken to ensure the HRA account is sustainable in the longer term. And to this end, Savills have been modelling options for the HRA account, and this will inform the updated business plan that we've developed in the summer.
Cheers, thank you very much, Councillor Ashcroft. Officers, anything further to add, Simon or Neil?
The only thing I will just add is that we've checked the final settlement and provisional settlement, which is in all material areas, is identical. There's a small variation on one of the domestic shelter grants that has been rolled into the settlement rather than coming as a separate grant, which is just a technical thing the department have done. And we've also got confirmation of the national insurance compensation, which is 214,000 for covering both the general fund and HRA. I think the calculation initially didn't assume anything to do with the HRA, so we've now got 214,000, which is probably about 50,000 to 60,000 above what we'd assumed in the budget on both the general fund and HRA, so that's a small positive feature.
Cheers, no, thank you very much. Neil, anything further to add?
Nothing further, mate.
Cheers, thank you very much. Cabinet members, any questions or comments on the budget itself? No? Cheers, thank you. I just want to make a comment that the net general fund service expenditure is 22.25 million, so it's highest it's ever been, I think, at showing our commitment to fully fund the council and to deliver the services that meet our residents' expectations and needs, while maintaining the charmed element of council tax to an increase of £5 for the whole year. Prudent assumptions have been made in drafting this budget, and I thank Ian as lead member and our officers Simon and Neil and their team for delivering another tough year of budgeting. Yes, we have used a slight amount of reserves, but I feel it is prudent this year to allow a level of flexibility to officers to build on the first full year that we've had running the council to where we will, and also we want the council to be where we all want it to be, an efficient council delivering excellent services. We are being prudent, but I just wanted to reassure everyone that if the need ever arises, we are able to call on some significant reserves to cover unexpected costs. We will be investing over £18 million in our council housing stock while maintaining rent increases to the lowest increases they have been for a long time, thus showing our commitment to our tenants to improve their homes and keep them warm and safe. There are lots of lines we can go through in the budget that shows our commitment, and I will leave it to you all to have a read on them at your leisure. However, I'm confident that this budget is an excellent budget and we're happy to support it. Ian, all the back to you. Thank you.
Okay, so I'd like to move officer recommendations 1 to 12. For reasons 1 to 12, I'll move pages 34 to 35.
Cheers, thank you. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you very much, Councillor Shadeja. All in favour?
Everybody in
favour. Cheers, thank you. We now move to item 8, which is the MTFO 2025-28, plus the capital strategy, treasury management strategy statement, minimum revenue provision policy, and annual investment strategy 2025-26. Again with us, we have Simon Jackson, Director of Finance, Governance and Contract, and Neil Mitchell, Head of Finance, to present and assist with the report, and Lead Member Councillor Ashcroft to introduce the report.
Okay, firstly, MTFO. So the MTFO 2025-28 differs somewhat from the previous MTFO in that an attempt has been made to reflect the potential impact of local government reorganisation. However, it also continues with the previous strategy of moving towards financial sustainability over the course of this council. And in the latter respect, it becomes seen that the forecast use of reserves over this period would leave the working balance of the general fund revenue account in March 2028 at just over the recommended minimum amount of £3 million. This would mean that the council finances would be viable over its maximum life. However, the MTFO also accepts that in-year adjustments may need to be made when more details of LGR become a bit clearer. Similarly, the capital strategy is focused on 2025-26, acknowledges that changes to the capital plan are likely to be needed in the light of LGR. The treasury management strategy is less affected and differs little from the previous year. However, it may still be the case that investments and the purchase sale of assets may be affected by LGR in the medium term.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Councillor Ashcroft. Simon or Neil, anything further to add on that?
Just as Councillor Ashcroft said on the MTFO, it's sort of essentially riding two horses at this time. So the 25-26 is the budget, and that does continue the previous strategy. The following 2 years are speculative, and it just assumes we will be required to spend some money sorting out projects, making sure the council operates correctly, potentially, we might struggle to recruit staff as we move towards that, so some additional amounts raised this afternoon. It's all fairly loose and woolly, but that is what the MTFO numbers assume. But if things change and the council is going to be in existence for a longer period of time, I think it still reflects the fact that we'd be in a position to move towards sustainability with that sort of level of reserves. Obviously, the sooner we know any change of tack, the better, but that's what the MTFO reflects, and obviously at this stage still quite speculative as we go into sort of 26, 27, 28.
Cheers, thank you very much, Simon. Neil, anything further to add?
Nothing further from me, thank
Cheers,
you.
Thank you. Cabinet members, any comments or questions on the report itself? No, thank you. I just want to make a comment that the financial MTFO forecast does show our reserves dwindling, because that's the challenge that we face, and I think lots of councils face, of maintaining services with the budget constraints that they have. However, they are challenging, but they are less than they were previously, and the use of reserves are less previously, but we will actively obviously work towards minimising the use of those reserves if and when opportunities should arise. However, there is an envelope of 2 or 3 years where we're going to have a bit of uncertainty, probably in the next 12 months actually, around local government reorganisation, and we will budget for that depending on the need to use some of those reserves to budget for that eventuality. So I just wanted to put out there that yes, we're working towards those figures at this moment in time, but life is uncertain in the local government world, especially in two-tier councils. Ian, back to yourself, Councillor Ashcroft.
Okay, I'd like to move officer recommendations 1-4 for reasons 1-4 on agenda supplement pages 3-4.
Cheers, thank you very much. Can I have a second, please? Thank you very much, Councillor Frey. All in favour? Cheers, thank you very much. We move to item 9, which is the Capital Plan Amendment Report. Again, with us, we have Simon Jackson, Director of Finance, Governance and Contracts, and Neil Whittle, Head of Finance. Present and to assist with the report, I'll move over to lead member Councillor Ashcroft to introduce the report.
Okay, in this case, I think the proposed amendments are described in the report, and the funding where the funding is coming from is fairly clear as well, so I don't have anything further to add.
Cheers, thank you very much, Councillor Ashcroft. Simon O'Neill, anything further to add?
Nothing for me, thanks.
Cheers, thank you very much. Cabinet members, any questions or comments on the Capital Plan Amendment report? If not, I'll move back to Councillor Ashcroft. Thank you very much, Councillor Ashcroft, if you want to summarise.
Okay, so I'd like to move officer recommendations 1-6, reasons 1-6, on agenda pages 56 to 57.
Brilliant, thank you very much. Can I have a second, please? Councillor Simpson, thank you very much. All in favour? Cheers, thank you. We move to item 10, which is the Housing Domestic Policy, plus the Scrutiny Commission report to this. With us we have Peter Oliver, Director of Housing and Wellbeing, and Janet Glass, Head of Landlord Services, to be present and to assist with the report. If you'd like to join us at the tables, thank you. And then I'll go to lead member, Councillor Hamilton, to introduce the report. But before I do that one, I just want to welcome Councillor Shona Rattray as well to the meeting. Welcome, Councillor Rattray. We'll go to Councillor Hamilton first, then we'll come to you for the scrutiny report. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Leader. Yes, this is on page 117 of the supplementary documents. So the housing domestic abuse policy, the first thing to state is we already have the processes in place that falls under the ESB team. However, the regulatory social housing requires an explicit policy statement on housing domestic abuse policy. So it's a compliance issue. So this has now been created. It should be seen that this, if you looked at it, it's been, I think, a fairly well consulted document. So there's a lot of internal consultation, and it's also in front of the Housing Management Advisory Board, Chambered Housing Residents Forum. We also consulted Living Without Abuse. There's a lot of input into this. So probably more to add, another more to add on the document.
Cheers, thank you very much, Councillor Hamilton. I'm going to go over to Councillor Rattray now, who is the Scrutiny Commission Chair, to present the Scrutiny Commission report, which we've got in front of us. Over to yourself, Councillor Rattray.
Councillor Rattray, you're on mute.
She's still muted.
I think it's happened.
Just bear with us, Councillor Rattray. We're going to try and get the audio.
No, it's not. It's not us. It's yeah, sharing is on our system.
Justin, can you try and speak and see if we can hear you, please?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Something to do with your audio, Councillor Shane, Councillor Rattray.
Yeah, there's a different symbol coming up, isn't
there? Yes,
there
is,
with a line through it. Yeah.
It's got this speaker, your laptop itself that's been muted rather than the.
Yeah. Top left hand corner, second from the left if you've got similar Dell laptops.
Yeah.
Okay. Councillor Rattray, can I just suggest that because we can't hear you, we will take the report as read and I'll ask for any points of clarity from Cabinet members, and then we'll come back to you and to Cabinet members if there are any further questions. Is that okay? Cheers, thank you very much. We'll take the report as read. It was a very good discussion they had at the scrutiny meeting. Is there any further points of clarity? Councillor Gray.
Yeah, I thought that point five of the meeting discussion was a very good idea, putting information in leaflets, etc. And the Ascangela, similar kind of scheme, mm-hmm. would be good. Obviously, I don't think that would be in the newsletter itself, but you could put it in ladies' toilets in the town centre, etc. Because if you put it in the newsletter and the other partners there, it won't work, but I'm sure
we thought. No, thank you very much. Officers, would you like to respond to that point in case Councillor Rattray comes back on that point of number five?
Thank you, Peter. Yes, so yes, very much welcome those suggestions around promoting the policy and the support that we can provide, and that's something that we are looking to. So both promoting the policy but also promoting that particular option for aspirants to use to be able to get that confidential support in that way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I absolutely agree with that. It's worth bearing in mind that although the vast majority of people experiencing domestic abuse are women, it does affect some men as well.
Cheers. I think Councillor Rattray is back. We can hear you, I think.
We just can't see you.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Cheers, thank you very much.
That seems to have done the trick.
So, Councillor Rattray, would you like to present the Scrutiny Commission's report? Thank you.
Yeah, sure. So, as Chair of Scrutiny, I can inform Cabinet that the Commission welcomes and supports recommendations set out in the report of the Head of Landlord Services. We had a short discussion around this topic. Members were pleased with the policy and were interested to see how domestic abuse was managed and how tenants were supported. It was commented that it was good to see that Charmwood was a responsible landlord and wanted to support its tenants. Members queried what the procedure was if domestic abuse happened under 16, and was also pleased to hear that it was possible for tenants experiencing domestic abuse to end a tenancy, even in a joint tenancy situation. Scrutiny Commission understood that this policy set out procedures that are already in place by Charmwood but that it's good to have the detail prepared in a policy. Members felt it would be beneficial to publicise the support available in areas that domestic abuse survivors may see. The Commission was happy with the report, the Head of Landlord Services, and responses given. The Commission was happy to support the report and recommendations in the report. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Councillor Ashray. Just for your benefit, we did have a couple of points of clarity on numeral 5 in your report, and supporting the introduction of something like Ask Angela. So thank you very much for your scrutiny, Commissioner, bringing that point across to us, and officers have noted that as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, any questions of clarity to Councillor Rattray? Any further questions of clarity? No? Yes, thank you very much, Councillor Rattray. If you can take back our thanks to the Scrutiny Commission, very much welcome that report. Thank you.
I will do, thank you.
Cheers, thank you. Cabinet members, any further questions on the policy itself and the main report at all? If not, I just want to welcome the policy. Actually, I think it's something we need to have in place, and it's great that we have it in place, because we don't want it to be something that's happening, but it is occurring, and we just want to make sure we're doing the right thing for our tenants when it does occur. Okay, Councillor Hampton, back to yourself.
Thank you, Rita. Well, all I'd like to say is I'd like to propose recommendations 1 and 2 on page 117 of the supplementary document for reasons 1 and 2 given on the same page.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Councillor Hamilton. Can I have a seconder, please? I think there's everybody seconding that. So take your pick. All those in favour?
That's everybody.
Cheers. Thank you very much. And that concludes our meeting, everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you to everybody attending.